Labor Day marks the first day of dove hunting season, followed by bow season for deer later in the month. But longtime hunter and Anson County native Buck Willis says, if you don't have family or friends with land, or you're not paying to be a member of a club, it can be hard to find a place to hunt.
Most anybody could come from out of town and find a place to hunt. 50 years ago, that's not the case now.
Anson County has not seen the same rapid development as other parts of the region, so the county's been trying to leverage its relative surplus of open space by positioning itself as an accessible outdoor getaway. The Chamber of Commerce launched a Discover Anson campaign last year. Its brochures invite visitors to surround themselves in the county's wide open spaces and drive its country roads, all according to the Chamber, about an hour east of Charlotte. Anson County is home to the only national wildlife refuge in the North Carolina Piedmont, the PD Refuge. There, licensed hunters can apply for permits to hunt on the 8,500 acres of public land. Most permits are free. The most they cost is $1,250.
This makes it a lot easier for people to know what's legal and feel safe and be able to enjoy the hunt without having to worry about anything.
That's refuge manager J.D. Bricken. He says part of his job is to familiarize young people with spending time outside.
You'd be very surprised at how many kids, even in rural Anson County, aren't familiar with the outdoors. They're afraid when they come out. If we take a school group and walk on the trails, a lot of them are real jittery. They're looking all around. They don't know what might bite them or hurt them. It's just the unknown. They're afraid because they don't know what they've got around them.
The PD Refuge also has about 20 miles of roads and trails, all open to the public for free. They wind through rolling fields and patches of woods, both dotted with small creeks and ponds. There's even a covered bridge. And, of course, there are 3 miles of the PD River.
On the river, you can catch just about anything, some pretty big catfish, bass, brim, shellcrackers, carp, gar, a lot of different fish species in the river.
The reserve also stocks ponds with some of those species. If hunting or fishing isn't your thing, there's bird watching. The refuge was established in 1963 to provide a place for migrating birds to come in the winter, specifically the James Bay Canada geese. These geese used to fly into the area by the thousands. Nowadays, the number has dwindled to a few hundred. Later this fall, the refuge will flood several hundred acres of farmland along the river to entice migrating birds into spending the winter there. Those areas are closed to the public, but you can still spot more than 90 different species of ducks, hawks, owls, and woodpeckers.